Now, as the government's proposals on surveillance come under scrutiny at Westminster, it's been revealed that council workers in Glasgow are being trained to spot signs of terrorism. As well as accepted terror threats, the council also cites animal rights, environmental and anti-nuclear as current risks. Suspicious activity, according to the council, included curtains closed for most of the day, visits to the house at unusual times by strangers, and neighbours seldom seen. Well, the issue was revealed through a Freedom of Information request for the investigative journalism platform, The Ferret, and Rob Edwards joins me now. Evening, Rob.
Evening.
So just run us through then what this is all about.
Well, my colleagues on The Ferret put in some Freedom of Information requests, as you mentioned, and we investigated them and bounced them off people and have published all the results on our website, theferret.scot. There are three things that we so far revealed are of concern. One is that the Glasgow Council's training materials, as you mentioned, highlight the fact that anti-nuclear environment and animal rights protesters might be potential terrorist threats. Also that neighbours are kind of asked to spy on each other by looking for the signs that you mentioned, like the curtains are closed all day, even suggesting they should look at in each other's bins. And today we ran a story that said NHS staff have also been urged to break patient confidentiality and report suspicious people who they come across. So, of course, no one is arguing that you don't need to do things to try and prevent terrorism and prevent, death, because that's obviously very, very serious and very important. But what civil liberties campaigners are concerned about are that these measures, which are part of a UK initiative called Prevent, which is backed by the Scottish Government, that these initiatives go too far and push us too much in the direction of a surveillance state, into the sort of territory of Orwell's 1984 or the kind of society that existed in East Germany before the fall of the Berlin Wall, where the Stasi secret police encouraged people to spy on one another.
I mean, Glasgow City Council is saying this material does not accuse legitimate campaigners of anything. It looks at how violent extremists supporting a variety of causes can pose a threat to safety. So, what kind of groups are raising objections to this programme?
Well, it's the groups that care about civil liberties, human rights legislation, and so forth, who we've spoken to a lot of, and some MSPs, the Liberal Democrats and Greens included. The council, of course, is right to say they don't name specific groups, but their training materials, which we publish on our website, do show that they list, animal rights campaigners, environment campaigners, anti-nuclear campaigners, in the same category as a neo-Nazi guy called David Copeland, who murdered three people and injured more than 100 others when he detonated a nail bomb in Soho in London in 1999. So the worry is that they're blurring the distinction between legitimate democratic right to protest and people who want to do serious harm. And that's always the danger, I think, when you have this kind of huge effort to kind of prevent and detect terrorism and prevent radicalization. The risk is you go too far and infringe people's civil liberties as a result.
And is there more to come in this investigation?
Indeed there is. We're publishing another story tomorrow. I can't tell you exactly what it's going to be about. But if you're under the surveillance of CCTV, high-tech CCTV in Glasgow, you might be interested in reading it.
Okay. Thank you, Rob Edwards, there from The Ferret.